Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Scott. Okay, it's just gone 4:40 and now it's time for our Selling Stories to the Newspapers game. This is new. Here's the idea. We call up a well-known newspaper to try and sell them some amazing stories. But the game is, between me, Chappers and Laura, which one of us can keep them on the phone the longest with our showbiz scoops and exclusives? All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, sometimes, like in The Sun today, you've got a picture of Gordon Smart there, who runs the very good Bizarre column. And underneath the picture of Gordon, it says, "Got a story? Call us." So we have. Please don't try this at home. We are trained professionals in this. Will they believe our stories? And more importantly, will they buy them? Because these are top showbiz exclusives. So between me, Chappers and Laura, who do you think can keep them on the line the longest? Today, we have targeted The Sun newspaper and the Bizarre column. Right, first up is Chappers. How long do you reckon you can keep him on the phone for selling his story? Here it is.
Hello, Bizarre.
Oh, hi, I've got a story for you.
Right, okay.
I work in a petrol station.
Yeah.
And it's just been robbed.
Right.
By Les Dennis.
Right. Have you got pictures?
What? I was a bit too scared at the time. It was definitely him, though, because he did the, you know, that Mavis impression he does?
Right.
I don't really know.
Thank you.
Oh, go on, Chappers. 23 seconds.
See, 23 seconds. I think that's quite good. Do you think it was far-fetched?
A little bit.
Is that the problem?
Yeah. I think they can smell a hoax a mile off the sun.
Maybe my impression wasn't that hot.
You didn't even get to the bit about the getaway driver being Arlene Phillips from Strictly Come Dancing.
Maybe if you said you had pictures, you would have got further.
Yeah.
I didn't think if I'd said I got pictures, that wouldn't have sounded plausible. Because I would imagine, I've never been in a robbery at a petrol station.
With Les Dennis.
But I would imagine if you're being robbed, you don't immediately think, I'm going to take a picture
of it. Get my camera out. Right. So 23 for Chappers. My turn. Here's me calling The Sun with a world exclusive on Britney Spears.
Hello, Bizarre.
Hello, Bab.
Sorry?
Hello, I think I might have a story for you.
Right.
Thing is, I'm with Britney Spears at the moment.
Right.
My name's Adnan. I'm a new boyfriend, you might have heard. I'm just wondering, I'm, as you know, a photographer, so if you'd like some saucy snaps of her.
Yeah, I'd love some.
All right. How much will I get for that, do you reckon?
Just depends on what they're like.
Right, well, do you want to speak to her? Because she's here now. Do you want to speak to her?
Yeah, go on then.
Right, say hello.
Hello.
I'm Britney Spears.
Yeah, see, I had some clips of Britney there as well to convince them.
Well, I was a bit flashy, was it, to convince them. The accent was interesting.
Birmingham, that was.
Thanks.
43 seconds.
43
seconds. I'm winning so far.
That's quite good.
That's good, isn't it? 43. Yeah. But I did have bits of Britney's play as well, and that I think that threw them off the hoax for a while. Or not. Okay, right, this is the Selling Stories to the Papers game. At the moment, I'm on 43 seconds, you're on 23, Chopper.
Yeah.
Laura's turn. Go on, Laura, with your scoop.
Hello, Bizarre.
Good day. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, is that The Sun? Hello.
Rubbish.
What kind of Cockney accent was that?
I'm not very good at accents.
That's supposed to be Kylie.
I like it.
You only got as far as hello, is that The Sun?
I was practicing in the toilet my accent for ages beforehand as well.
13 seconds, Laura. You're last.
Were you including the ringing on that for the 13 seconds?
Oh, yeah. Give me something, no.
13. It's alright, you're way ahead. I'm in the lead. Here's me again, calling up with... Well, it'd be rude not to phone up with another Britney World scoop, wouldn't it?
Hello,
I think I just got cut off. I'm with Britney Spears at the moment.
You're what?
I'm with Britney Spears. I don't know if it's you I spoke to, is it?
No, it wasn't.
My name's Adnan, and I'm with her at the moment. Do you want to speak to her?
Yeah.
All right. Say hello.
I'm Britney Spears.
Hello?
Oh, goodness. Oh my god, I love this.
Okay, 26 seconds for me there.
Yeah, I think the problem there was that the Britney Spears didn't really respond to what the lady at the Sun was saying.
I only had a couple of bits of
it. I know. It was a good try. Your Birmingham accent was better in the second one.
Cheers.
I think you overdid it a little bit with the clips.
I think they've cottoned on, don't you? They're not stupid, are they?
They're not, but you don't get to work on the Sun's Bizarre Column by being a mug.
No.
You can spot the real stories, I think.
You must get it a lot. Okay, so I'm still in the lead. Sorry to point that out. 43 seconds. Okay, here's Laura. Again.
I think I did better this time.
Hello, Bizarre.
Hi, it's Carly here.
Hello?
Hi, g'day. It's Carly here. I've just been abducted by aliens.
Oh, right. Good for you. Thanks.
Help!
See, Laura put a sound effect in as well.
I just had my head in my hands on that one.
15 seconds.
I don't know why that help sounded like Penelope Pitt. Help!
Yep, good for you. All right, oh, I might as well phone up as Britney's boyfriend again while I'm at it.
Hello.
Oh, I've got some photos of Britney Spears.
No, it's fine, thank you.
How much will I get?
It's okay, I don't think we'll take them.
I've got some with her clacker.
All right, thank you.
Bye. Mm. 14 seconds. Even that photo,
I think they were onto you by that point.
I think they probably were. Maybe. That was the third call, to be fair.
Are you still winning?
Yeah, I'm 43 seconds, yeah. Okay. Right, one more then. It's between Chappers and Laura and me. Right, you'll go again, Chopper.
Come on, then.
We phone the lovely people at the Sun's Bizarre Column with your scoop.
Hello.
Oh, hello, I've got a story for you.
Go on, mate.
I just want to tell you, I'm getting married.
Good.
And my girlfriend's very happy about it, and she's Victoria Beckham.
Fantastic. Congratulations, David. That's brilliant news.
I'm not called David.
What you call? So it's not. All right. Who are you?
My name is Peter.
Peter. Well done, Peter. Congratulations.
Thank you. Would you like an exclusive for your paper?
That'd be great if I could. Actually, yeah, it'd be good. Do you want to meet me? We could have a little pint and discuss it. What, can I ask you one question? What's she like in bed?
Very supple.
She's very supple in bed.
Supple.
Supple.
Yeah, she really is, yes. I don't really want to go into any more of the story at the moment. I need to discuss fee and stuff.
You discuss money, do you?
Yeah. Is the story not surely that she is a bigamist?
Well, I think the first story is that this is absolute isn't it?
I just wanted to give you the story first.
You want to give me the story first, that you're sleeping with Victoria Beckham?
Marrying Victoria Beckham.
You sound remarkably like Chappers from Radio 1, but just a little bit of voice distortion. It's about this kind of time that the Chappers and Scott Mills are on air as well. You'd normally do this kind of wind-up just before you go on air. And he might have my number as well, I'm not sure. Gordon Pillock, I think he calls me.
Oh, you did well there, Chopper.
I'm surprised Gordon's so on the ball, to be honest, really.
I think he spotted you within the first 10 seconds of the call.
I have kind of newfound respect for him.
He was just humouring you, to be honest.
I don't think you should win, because he totally sussed you.
No, he was rumble, but he still won. 1:28. Go on, Chappers. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. We're talking about... This is after we were saying about Britney earlier and how she's going out with a paparazzo. Bad move. Don't let him take pictures of you, Britney. Saucy ones. And that kind of got us on to talking about when you or a partner takes pictures of you in a saucy way and it goes a bit wrong. A few people are asking, is the footage of me the scariest movie of all time? Ha ha, you're so funny. Remember, we were talking about this a while ago. We all witnessed the scariest movie ever made. It's not me. with no clothes on. It could be, but it's not that. Now, everyone is still desperate to know. We've not talked about this for a while. What the scariest movie in the world is. I cannot ever tell you.
No.
It's far too scary. Now, we made several people watch it. This is Laura's reaction. When we showed it on a laptop, the scariest movie ever.
Right. I'm a kid!
And this is what happened when we showed Chappers, the same movie.
Oh my God. Oh, my God. Oh, I think I'm going to be sick. Oh, jeez.
And then we had Matt Willis doing the show when you were away. And we made him watch the scariest movie of all time as well.
Good God!
See, that's the effect it has on everybody.
Yeah, I'm with him on
it's
that.
It's horrible. Really scary. I can't ever tell you what it is, but it's not me...
Naked.
Imagine if it was.
Oh.
Just take this off for you there. Would you like me to remove this?
No.
I remove this?
Good God! Stop it!
It's not me, all right?
I actually can't look at you.
You can't. No. You can't get any eye contact going on there at all.
No. Even though you are sat there fully clothed and you haven't writhed in front of me, I can't actually look at you.
That is disturbing, isn't it? No, it's not me. And it's not any of those like old school movies like The Exorcist. That's what everyone's saying. Have you seen a really old horror movie lately? Because I'm quite into new horror films now. This is my new thing. Because they are quite scary, the newer ones, right? But the old black and white ones, have you seen any? Because I saw one the other day on TV over Christmas.
No.
They are amazing. Because apparently, back in the day, they used to be quite frightening. But I didn't really think that when I watched it.
The new ones
are scary. The older ones, the black and white ones, like, how was that ever scary?
When now, you say new ones, knowing you, what have you just discovered Nightmare on Elm Street?
No. I like new horror films, like The Hills Have Eyes. That's probably about 5 years old.
Right.
It's good though, that.
Is it?
Yeah. Now, I've got a clip of one of these old black and white horror films here, right? Mm-hmm. I would like to know, listeners, do you find this remotely frightening? Now, if you're in a car at the moment, or maybe you're with children who might be easily scared, I would advise you to turn the radio down for a few seconds, because this could terrify you. Here's an old-school, black-and-white horror movie. Tell me if you find this scary.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're acting like a child.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
He'll hear you.
Here he comes now. I'm getting out of here.
John!
Blimey.
They're coming for you, Barbara. It's quite a scary line, actually.
I couldn't help laughing.
Barbara. They're coming for you, Barbara.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.